This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Another day in paradise. Happy Thursday, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:22. Time for a little segment we call What's Bugging You? This is your opportunity to call in and air it out, whatever's kind of on your mind and you're irritated with. And sometimes just saying it out loud makes it easier to kind of let go of that baggage. And that's what we're here for. Well, one of the reasons. All right. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is trying to get by Marion Oaks Elementary. It is absolutely incredulous, the morons who decided this traffic pattern, that they took a two-lane and made it a one-lane. And so now I have sat here for 20 minutes unable to go a single quarter mile. And it creates an issue. It creates ridiculous. That's what's bugging me. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
Oh, I totally get that. There's a school not too far from my house where, unfortunately, it's a two-lane road. One road, you know, just a residential street and a school entrance, and it gets backed up, and you can't get around them. There's nowhere to go. Now, they just rebuilt the stinking school. You would have thought maybe they could add a turn lane so that traffic could flow.
That's an insane idea.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. The only thing you can do, and it usually doesn't work, but if you can find an alternative route, now that you know school's back in session and you know that's a problem, is there another way that you can take? When you could say, well, it's longer, but if you figure the delay that you're getting now, you might come out ahead. Here's the problem. You escape one school zone,
yes,
and then you end up going through another one anyway.
And I live by several, so it's kind of like, yeah, you can get there from here.
All right, Jen, you're going to get less sleep, get up just a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a time manager, young lady. She's going, oh, now it's Bob that's bugging me.
Yeah.
Tom, good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, it's kind of on the same lines as the woman who just called in. The idiots, I was going to say geniuses would be sarcastic, the idiots have scheduled road construction on the busiest roads during rush hour, and they didn't get this stuff done in the summer. And during the summer, they were doing nothing, and now they're bringing stuff. It's just, the city is just run by morons. Why can't we put some leadership in there who know what the heck they're doing? That is really bugging me. It bugs me that the idiots in this town keep electing bigger idiots to run the town. It is just so stupid. Thank you, guys.
No, you're welcome. I wonder what town he's talking about.
I'm not sure. I mean, I could name one.
You could probably take a stab at it.
I could take a lucky guess and probably.
But we don't want to speak for the callers.
Right.
877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Bill. What's bugging you? It kind of bugs me when they drop off.
Yeah, that always bugs me. Yeah.
Not always their fault.
That happens, yeah.
Could be the cell signal. Could be, hey, they could be headed into a school zone.
Oh, and you don't want to get unless you want a ticket. Put your phone down. Get your food too.
I accidentally said put the food down.
Yes.
It's like, no, that wasn't a Freudian slip. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is related to that school bus crash that happened in Leander, Texas, which we heard about during the Gordon Deal news hour. And I remember this back when I was in elementary school. 12 students out of 42 were badly injured. Why don't school buses have seatbelts? Is that dumb or what? I went on a field trip with my son the other day. No seatbelts in the school bus. It seems like if it's a mandatory to have a child belted in a car, there should be mandatory belts on school buses. And that kind of bugs me.
Yeah, and that what a great perspective. If the law says, hey, you got to put that, you know, that young person in a specially designed, you know, chair and buckle them in, but yet the school buses, I'm probably cost more than anything, I guess. But again, I'm guessing. Lima, what's bugging you?
Oh my goodness, the gas prices! Why they keep jacking it up to $3.19? I know other callers have called in also. It just doesn't make sense. Can't call it price gouging because we're not in a state of emergency, but boy, these gas stations just don't like us Marion County residents.
It's everywhere. It's been a big fluctuation. Royce, good morning. What's bugging you?
Going back a few years, boycotts. People that supported the boycotts, and now they're all supportive of what they were boycotting. Kind of bugs me. You heard about everybody about, oh, we can't watch the NFL anymore. Yeah. But now you hear all these advertisements about the NFL to buy this and go here, go that, do all everything NFL. So American attention spans about 30 seconds.
I agree.
Yeah.
It does come down to personal choice, though. Bill, what's bugging you?
After numerous phone calls and leaving voicemails for the sheriff's department, they still do not return my phone calls. Have a good one. Be safe. Bye.
All right.
Again, like town,
what sheriff's department? Office.
Yeah, right. Our office, yeah.
That would help it narrow it down.
Yeah,
because we are fortunate that a lot of law enforcement folks, even some of the top dogs, tune in on a regular basis.
And they might address that.
It generally has been very effective in the past.
So you got to be specific, people.
Specific.
I was being funny.
Oh.
I had a friend who used to say that. And be specific. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, just like my friend used to say, biscotti. I love biscotti. I'm like, I think it's spaghetti.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, including the U.S. of A. going nuclear. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.